Shalom, welcome. The Malbim's approach to the Makot is that among the many goals of the Makot, punishment, etc., the various Makot were to teach Paro and the Mitzrayim about the fundamental differences between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their false gods. For example, Paro keeps asking, who's going to go serve in the Midbar? The men, the women, the children, with or without cattle? It's because for the Egyptians, they have a Poel Tov and a Poel Ra. They have gods in charge of doing good and gods in charge of doing bad. So the Poel Tov, they serve without sacrifices. They parade their family in front of them. And there's no interest in their animals. The Poel Ra is placated with a lot of sacrifices. Keep them happy, not punish them so much. And then the women and children wouldn't be involved with that. Paro and the Mitzrayim need to learn that it's all from Hashem, whether the good happening to them or the punishments. What I want to discuss now is that in Makot Arov, with that in mind, we can discuss Makot Arov. Moshe says to Paro that the point of the Makot was that Paro should learn Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. The Malbim explains that until now, Paro thought that Hashem was only in the Midbar. And that's why they had to go 3 days to worship Him there. Therefore, the Malbim explains that in Shemot Chafalot, Paro calls Moshe, Vayikra Paro el Moshe, Uli Aaron, Vayomer Lechu Zivchu L'Eloheichem Baaretz. Go now and serve your God in Eretz Mitzrayim. Until now, Paro thought they had to go to the Midbar. But Paro calls Moshe and tells him, originally I thought you had to go because Hashem's not here. You just told me that Hashem is here. Now I know Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. So do it here. Serve Hashem here. It's seemingly a good claim from Paro. But from Moshe's answer to Paro, the Malbim learns an important lesson. Because in Pasuk Chaf Bet, Moshe answers, Vayomer Moshe, Lo nachon lasot kein ki tovat Mitzrayim nisbach l'Hashem Elokeinu. It's not proper for us to slaughter their Avodah Zarah right in front of them. And then the Pasuk continues, Hein nisbach tovat Mitzrayim l'Neem lo yiskalunu. Are we going to slaughter their Avodah Zarah right in front of them and they won't stone us? The Malbim explains that Mitzad HaYoshev Rakavon, in terms of what is proper and respectful, Ein Roy Livzot Emunatam Avodah Zarah Shalehem Bifnehem. It's not appropriate to denigrate their faith in their Avodah Zarah right to their faces. He explains that they worship the Mazel of Tleh. I'm not the biggest expert in the constellations, but maybe that's Aries. So it says they worship Tleh, and therefore the sheep are holy in their eyes. Then he gives a second reason. Moshe gives a second reason. The Malbim explains, it's dangerous to do so as they might stone us. Therefore, Moshe says, we have to go 3 days away. The Malbim is explaining that these are two separate reasons. The second reason is readily evident to everyone. If you kill somebody who's got in front of them, they might stone you. But the Malbim emphasizes that Moshe first gave another reason. Even if it were not dangerous, and if we are 100% sure that their Avodah Zarah is wrong, futile, pointless, worthless, etc., that doesn't make it a proper thing to do to someone. It's not appropriate to do that to them right in front of them. And there's an important lesson here from the Malbim. Even when you are right and someone else's belief is wrong, there still may be an improper way to educate the person about their mistake. We can all learn that important lesson from the Malbim on this pasuk in Parshat Vayera. Shkoyach.